Is a messy office bad for your career? Some say a messy cubicle makes a bad impression. Others say bosses only care whether you get your work done. Who is right? People often don't realize that piles of paper, boxes in corners, and stacks of stuff behind the office door can affect one's upward mobility. Appearances are important. Why? Your office is a reflection of your capabilities. Even though a messy desk isn't a sign of a character flaw, it does tend to give your managers and colleagues the impression that the job is too much for you to handle, you can't make decisions, you're not doing the job, or all of the above. Okay then, time to tidy up. Here's how to get started. Store the information and materials you use most often within easy reach, perhaps in your right-hand desk drawer. Put things away as soon as you stop working on them. If you're working on something and get interrupted, try posting a sticky note on the page, jot your thoughts on it, and then file it. That will help you pick up your train of thought more quickly when you get back to it again. Keep a to-do list close at hand, preferably sorted by category: do, call, write, etc. Update it at the end of each day. Set up a filing system. Many people feel more secure when all of their active projects are in sight, but that doesn't mean everything has to be strewn across your desk. If any projects are visible, they should only be the 4 or 5 that need your immediate attention on any given day, stacked in a vertical file. Put them away as you go. Your day is complete when all the files are off your desk. Noting each project on your to-do list keeps everything within view and alleviates out-of-sight, out-of-mind anxiety. Plan your day. A short daily session to review each day's accomplishments and a weekly plan to track your goals a week or two ahead of time are a must. Planning helps to prevent many of the fires that cause our days to spin out of control. If you do it carefully, it will also eliminate most of the paper from your desk.